Canto 10, Chapter 87. The Underlying Mystery, Prayers of the Personified Vedas. Sri Parikshit said, O Brahman, the Absolute Truth, Brahma, cannot be described in words and has no material qualities. How can the revealed scriptures, the Shruti, the Vedas, dealing with the basic qualities of nature, directly refer to that what is elevated above cause and effect? Sri Shuka said, the intelligence, senses, mind, and the life force of the living beings were by their Lord and Master evolved for the sake of elementary matter, for the sake of getting a life, and for the sake of the emancipation of the soul and its ultimate liberation. The predecessors like the Kumaras of our predecessors like Narada were fixed on this same underlying mystery, Upanishad, concerning the Absolute Truth. Whoever with faith holds on to it will be free from material attachment and attain peace and happiness. I will here relate to you now an account concerning Lord Narayana. It is about a conversation between Narayana Rishi and Narada Muni. One day, when the Supreme Lord's beloved Narada was traveling the worlds, he went for a visit to the ashrama of the eternal seer Narayana. From the beginning of Brahma's day, he, Narayana Rishi, has, just for the welfare in this and the next life of human beings, maintaining the Dharma, in Bharata Varsha been engaged in penances, spiritual knowledge and peacefulness. Having arrived there, he, Narada, bowed down to him who sat there surrounded by sages from Kalapa, the village where he resided, and asked this very same question, O best of the Kurus. As a seer,